On today's Spotlight, our third Tuesday of the month, and that means we're visiting today with Adam Austing, University of Minnesota Extension Educator in Wright County. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, Tim.
Always good to talk to you. Got snow where you're at the moment?
Yep, it's just starting to kind of get to the point where you can see it sitting in the grass, so starting to accumulate just a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think that we're quite at that point here, but I see it is kind of moving our way, so we expect that sooner or later we're going to get some of that. Not exactly what the doctor ordered here for finishing up the fall harvest, but I guess we got to deal with whatever we get.
Yeah, this is definitely going to slow things down for a little while. You know, just when maybe we were thinking it was going to be a real early wrap up to the whole season, it's starting to look now like some of the final stages of harvest are probably going to linger pretty close to November at this point.
Give us what you have as far as estimates on what kind of completion rates that we have in the county as far as getting things in. It seems like there's been a lot of activity in the fields, but maybe, you know, a lot of it might be yet to be done, fields that maybe you can't see from the main highways that a person travels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just from what I've noticed driving around, beans have made really good progress, but there's still a field here and there. So I'd put them probably somewhere in the 80 to 90% done range in Wright County, maybe closer to 90%. As for corn though, it still seems to kind of just be dragging along a little slowly, and I'm struggling to put my finger on exactly what that might be, but I'm kind of thinking, you know, from what I've seen, only, you know, maybe one out of four, or one out of three cornfield seems to be completely harvested at this point. So you add this snow on top of it, and I think there's going to be a lot of farmers that are kind of pushed, you know, pretty close to probably next week before they can really get back in the fields. And now we might be looking at a little bit of mud on the tires too, as compared to when it was pretty dry back a few weeks ago. But you know, that's kind of the way it works, and it's still not super late. You know, November is no stranger to the combine, that's for sure. So, but it does seem like we're lagging just a little bit behind the state. The USDA reported yesterday in their crop progress report that 96% of the beans were harvested and 63% of the corn. So the corn's really where we're kind of behind a little bit, but I don't think that's any reason to get too worried yet. It just means it's going to extend our season a little bit.
Is it just some growers maybe took care of the beans first and let the corn dry a little longer, or other factors, or just unknown?
Yeah, that is usually the operational choice that farmers make, is to take the beans first, usually just because they're ready first and because it's good to kind of get them out of the fields before they get too dry, first of all, but also too cold, or, you know, it's just sitting out there, can bother them a little bit more than corn, it seems like. So everybody usually goes for those beans first, and that's why we're seeing those pretty much done while the corn is still in the field. But you know, I was honestly kind of surprised. You know, I go to the office every Monday now, and this Monday I was expecting to see a little bit more progress than I did yesterday afternoon when I was kind of taking the long way home through the county. So just there's been, and if you think back to last week, there's been kind of just some annoying kind of wet, dreary days where it's probably enough to just shut down the combines. And now with this snow, we're going to really just see this drag out a little bit.
Yeah, last Thursday we had, kind of a quick blast of accumulating snow and then, you know, a little bit of wet stuff in between times, so.
Yeah, it seemed like there was a day or two in there too where it was just kind of misty and kind of wet all day. You know, that might have been enough to be getting the corn and beans wet enough that they had to shut down the combine too.
Mm-hmm. Well, for areas that are completed as far as getting corn off or beans, how about tillage? What are you seeing there?
I'm seeing a lot of it, you know, getting done pretty early. People that had a chance to get out there right behind the combine in the bean fields mostly. There was kind of that little bit of lag in there where maybe they are done with their beans. They wanted to wait just a few more days before they could start getting their corn out. A lot of people got in there and did some of that tillage. So operationally, that's good to see. You know, but you know, there's also, sorry there. I have noticed a lot more cover crops going in as well this year. So that's really cool to see too. A lot of green fields after they were harvested. So I'd like to see, you know, how some of those turns out. I've seen a lot of grasses, probably rye is what people like to do for cover crops in the fall. And then some turnips and radishes mixed in a lot of places too. So that's been cool to see just from driving around.
We're talking with Adam Austing, University of Minnesota Extension Educator, our regular monthly visits here on KRWC. And what else have we got? Does that pretty much take care of the crops? We're moving into some events that are coming up.
Yeah, pretty late in the year. So there's crop-wise, you know, there's not much else to talk about, not much else growing. We're kind of past the point where we're worried about tree issues or anything like that. So just as far as some upcoming events, we have a goat webinar that's actually tomorrow evening. But I think it's going to be a really cool one for some of our smaller goat producers. What it's going to be is an overview of the Minnesota market for halal meat. That's a certain religious thing where people just prefer to eat halal meat. And just an overview of what that Minnesota market looks like, and then also some barriers and opportunities for Minnesota. And they're kind of going to kind of wrap that one up too with raising goats in silvopasture. And silvopasture is just pasture that also has trees. So, you know, not just the big open range land, but actually pasture with some trees too. And that can really help from, you know, an ecosystem diversity standpoint if we're thinking, you know, environmental health. But it can also help as far as just keeping shade on your animals in summer months and a little bit of cover, too, in the cold winter months from that wind. So silvopasture is something that's kind of picking up a little bit of steam, I'd say kind of nationwide as well as in Minnesota. So I'm pretty interested to listen in on that one and see what they have to say about raising goats in silvopasture. So that one, again, is just tomorrow night. I mean, you can find that on the Extension website. I'll also mention we are in the very early stages. Well, I shouldn't say very early. We're probably a week out from really having all the details for this one. But me and a colleague are putting together kind of a marketing day for small farms, whether that be, you know, fruits and vegetables or, you know, maybe something like goats and sheep, you know, or whatever your small farm situation might kind of be. We're going to look into kind of social media and how that can really help out your farm. There's a lot of farms that have almost pretty much just organically grew their success from really good, smart marketing on social media. So we're going to try to talk about something Facebook or Instagram related, not exactly sure what that'll be yet. We're also going to talk about things like managing agritourism or knowing your customer too, and making sure you're getting exactly what your customer wants from you. So figuring out exactly who your customer is can sometimes be a challenge for farmers. So that'll be kind of a series that we'll do in late November and early December, but I'm just about a week away from really having all the details nailed down on that one. And then lastly, a winter dairy series that'll kind of be two Fridays per month in January and February and March. And these will just be some discussions on sort of some hot topics in dairy. Whether that be some different management stuff for milk production, you know, boosting components, things like that. Calf care is a really big one we're looking at now. And then maybe some marketing stuff, too, because the milk market is always something that dairy farmers are obviously very interested in. So kind of an update on how that might look like will probably be a part of the series as well.
All right. And we're talking with Adam Austing, University of Minnesota Extension Educator here in Wright County. So those are some of the webinars and other programs that are ongoing and upcoming. Let's shift gears here and talk a little bit about Master Gardeners. I note that you had some interviews recently, and tell us about those.
Yeah, we just wrapped up a really exciting and successful kind of recruitment campaign for new volunteers to join our Master Gardener volunteer program. We had 11 applicants, which I believe was probably a record, and we actually accepted all 11 of those wonderful people after we interviewed them last week. Now, we say interview, it's more so just a chance for us to meet them and them to meet us and make sure it's a good fit. because sometimes you realize something along the way that maybe just isn't a perfect fit for one side or the other or both. But I'm happy to say that all 11 of these people can bring a lot of different skills. You know, we have one person that's kind of a tree expert to a point. We have someone that, you know, has a lot of different perennial pollinator, you know, native planting experience. And then we have people, too, that have some good skills when it comes to trying to write grants or, you know, trying to do some of these more administrative items, too, that can help make our program successful. So I just wanted to touch on that because I thought it was really exciting to meet all these new people and see how well they would fit right into our group right away. So, actually, if we go back to last year, we had a couple of applicants, but actually neither of them ended up joining the program just because it didn't end up fitting into their personal life at the time. So to go from zero in my first year up to 11 this year is potentially 11, I guess. We're not all the way through yet, but it's looking like 11. It's really exciting to see that change, and really we're seeing that uptick in interest in gardening and similar things across the whole state.
And a lot of the Master Gardeners have topics that they explore or provide information on right through the winter months, and then they all kind of gear up for that big spring gardening session too.
Yeah, and we're already trying to explore what that spring days educational day might look like. Chances are we're going to have to make some changes to what it has traditionally looked like, but unlike last year, we're going to figure something out so we don't just have to cancel it outright. But I don't know if you remember, in this March, Tim, we had to cancel spring days just about 2 days ahead of when it was supposed to happen. So yeah, that was really unfortunate. But, you know, this will be fun to get some new people in the door. We team up each of these new members with a mentor that's already been in the program for a while to kind of show them the ropes and answer questions along the way. So it'll be really exciting to see what kind of impacts these people make by the end of, you know, 2021.
Yeah, hope for the best there. And, you know, maybe by spring things will look a little differently, or at least somewhat better. Anyway, we hope so.
Mm-hmm.
I oftentimes think to myself, you know, you look far enough forward to the day when hopefully we get back to normal or near normal, and just think how much easier it'll seem. Just going back to the conventional ways, it will be just like a breath of fresh air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be awesome. I mean, I think we're all excited for it. We just have to wait until we get the chance that everything, when the stars kind of align. So
yeah. Anything else as far as yard and garden or anything else that are, you know, we're being forced into a situation here with the snow, unless it melts off, that, you know, as far as yard work and things like that, that just like the field work, that has to kind of grind to a halt too.
Yeah, hopefully we can get rid of this snow sooner rather than later. And then, you know, it's looking pretty cold, but maybe get some wind or something that can dry the ground out again so we can finish up our, you know, raking our leaves and getting our gardens ready for winter and all of that fun stuff that maybe we didn't have quite completed yet.
Some people have been diligently working on it. The smart ones, the folks like me that are procrastinators, are kind of feeling the bite right now.
Yeah, I understand that one. I'm kind of a little bit in the same boat, but, you know, I'm kind of assuming / hoping that we'll still get some nice 40 or 50 degree days in November, you'd think, where the sun will come out and it'll feel nice to get back outside a little bit.
Sounds good. All right. In closing, give us a couple of contact points, and if people have questions or other areas where they can just look for other general information.
Yeah, I'll start by throwing out my cell phone number. You can give me a call or a text. Since I'm working from home about 4 out of the 5 days, now my cell phone's probably the best way to get a hold of me. And that is 320-249-5929. And then my email, if you just want to shoot me a quick email, works just as well. That's A. Austing, so AAUSTING @umn.edu.
All right. 320-249-5929, and then by email, aausting@umn.edu.
Yep, that's it.
All right, sir. Well, already's a good opportunity to check in with you, and we appreciate the update on crops. And if anything comes up between now and next month that needs to get on, give us a ring. We'll chat again.
Awesome. Thanks, Tim.
Okay, have a good month. Adam Austing, University of Minnesota Extension educator, our guest on our Tuesday Spotlight here on KRWC.